430. 430 from the first and the last.
My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Our lives will love all doubts and strife and dreams. My mind will clear. I know.
My heart. young people get into the more advanced stage that we call aging. It's a wonderful thing, yet it's something we don't look too forward for. With anticipation of hurrying it up, you know, we kind of want to slow aging down. But this song will show us a greater appreciation, but we won't have to worry about those eyes that grow dim or ears that seem to lose their sensitivity, even the sense of touch that we begin to lose as we get older. But we're going to be singing about a song where age is no substance. There is no aging there. Something that we really long for as we get older. We know that when that time comes, all these aches and pains, troubles and trials will be over with. Number 277, the first and last verse. I have heard about man on the
cry of love and pity. number 206. 206. Hark is the shepherd's voice.
We'll sing the first and last verse. All right, let's sing. When we behold the wonders of creation, the fires that bloom, the raindrops as they fall, the spacious skies and life's perpetuation, we cannot doubt that God controls it all.
Lord, I believe,
yes, I believe.
Act, it's number 21, the supplement book.
Let's sing. On bended knee I come, with a humble heart I come, bowing down before your holy throne.
Got our invitation hymn tonight. You get it? Okay, good. I have really enjoyed this singing, have y'all? Wasn't that wonderful? And where is David? David back there. There was something in that song that I saw tonight, David, that, man, I've been around for a long time. And I've sung that song many times. But that phrase really came out loud to me. When our work here is done and the life crown is won and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrow will end. And look at this one. And our voices will blend. And look at it. With the loved ones who've gone on before. Can you imagine hearing the voices of your loved one? I mean, won't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be marvelous to be able to hear Charlie Christopher's voice again? Randolph Cheatham's voice again? I had not ever seen that or noticed that very much in that song till tonight. And I'm like you. Boy, as we get older, I tell you, you learn how precious it is, the gift of life itself. And who could forget Fred Robertson in that beautiful song that his son, I'll get it right after a while, led us tonight. I can't ever think about that song without Fred. My name is in the book of life. And friends, I want to tell you tonight, if your name's not there, it needs to be, it ought to be, and it can be. And tonight's the time to put it there. You're the one to make that decision. You need to obey the gospel if you've never obeyed the gospel. Jesus Christ is God's Son. And He has told us that we are to confess Him before men. And if we do so, Matthew 10, 32 and 33, He will confess us before God the Father. And if there's anything in the world that I want my name to be confessed by Jesus Christ before the Father. Yes, it's been a great singing tonight. And by the way, Brad, that song, Lord, I Believe, I used to sit in the church building in Cleveland, Ohio. Brother Dykus' son was our preacher there, A.W. Dykus. Beautiful song, Lord, I Believe. Well, I didn't plan to preach a sermon, but tonight if you're here and you've never obeyed the gospel, 2019 is your year. God's let you live. Why not tonight stand up and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Believe in Him. Confess His name. As you repent and then be baptized. Here's water. What doth hinder you to be baptized? And if you're a child of God and you haven't lived right, well, confess it. Ask God to forgive us. Did you hear Hollis Legg this morning? Well, he could quote it to you right now. James 5, at verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. That's why we're here. We're here for each other. We need each other. I need you, and I hope that you need me. We just need each other. And most of all, we need God. And that's why we come to a place like this. And tonight in these beautiful hymns, you know, I was just sitting over there looking at Ann, and she looked at me, and you know, it's a wonderful thing to have your loving husband or wife next to you. And I want everybody to remember tonight, be thankful for all the good things that God has given you. What song are you going to lead us in, brother? 538. You're subject to the invitation of Jesus Christ. We want you to come to Him and obey Him right now while together we stand and while we sing.